Many shadows on the scan. Same name on the chart.
Welcome to Base by Base, the paper cast that brings genomics to you wherever you are. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow and rate us in your podcast app. What really happens when a tumor decides to change its identity completely just to survive?
Well, you know, we usually think of cancer as like a static target. You find it, map its vulnerabilities, and expect it to shrink.
Right, hit it with a drug and it's gone.
Okay.
But in the real world of oncology, therapy resistance is huge. Tumors adapt.
And not just a little bit. Some tumors, they completely rewrite their internal blueprints.
Yeah, turning into a totally different cell type entirely to evade treatment. It's a shape-shifting act at a microscopic level. How could mapping this invisible blueprint change the way we track and corner advanced cancers before they make their next move?
It's a pretty profound biological problem.
Yeah.
And today we celebrate the work of Kai Mizuno, Himesha Beltran, and their extensive team of researchers.
Right, at institutions including the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Weill Cornell Medicine, who have advanced our understanding of how tumors rewire themselves.
Yeah, this deep dive is based on their article titled Intra-Individual Epigenetic Heterogeneity Underlying Phenotypic Subtypes of Advanced Prostate Cancer, published in the journal Nature Communications on July 1st, 2025.
So let's jump into the clinical problem.
Yeah.
We're looking at castration-resistant prostate cancer, or CRPC.
Exactly. Prostate cancer typically starts out as an adenocarcinoma, which is driven by the androgen receptor, the AR.
And standard treatment blocks that receptor, right? Like cutting off the fuel supply.
Right. But in, 15 to 20% of cases, the cancer develops resistance. It changes lineage.
Like turning into neuroendocrine prostate cancer, or NEPC, which loses AR dependence entirely. Okay, let's unpack this. It's like a criminal changing their disguise.
Mm.
The police are looking for the androgen receptor jacket, so the tumor takes it off and puts on a neuroendocrine hat instead.
That's a great analogy. Mm. And the problem clinically is that doctors usually diagnose this shift using just a single biopsy.
But if the cancer has spread, metastasized, does every tumor wear the same disguise, or do they vary?
That is exactly the critical gap this study fills. If it changes in the liver, does it change in the bone?
So to catch a shapeshifter across multiple locations, you can't just look at one crime scene. You have to look at all of them at once.
Right. So they looked at 98 tumor samples from 35 patients with metastatic CRPC.
And crucially, 21 of these were rapid autopsy cases.
Yeah, which is incredible, allowing the team to sample multiple anatomical sites from the exact same patient.
Like the liver, bone, lymph nodes. And to see the whole patient, they used multi-omics.
Exactly. They used RNA sequencing for reading the active genes and RRBS to measure DNA methylation.
The chemical padlocks, essentially.
Right. And ChIP-seq and CTIM-TAG to look at histone modifications like H3K27AC and H3K27E3.
Okay, wait, let's slow down. So what does this all mean for the DNA? How is a histone different from methylation?
Well, think of methylation as placing a physical block or a padlock directly on the DNA sequence.
Oh, got it. So it locks the gene down and the histones.
Histones are the spools the DNA is wrapped around. If you tighten the spool, that's the H3K27ME3 mark, the gene is hidden.
But if you loosen the spool with H3K27EC, it's active.
You got it. So now we have the map of these padlocks and spools.
Right. What did the map actually reveal?
The first major finding was a really surprising amount of stability. Global DNA methylation patterns were highly conserved across different metastases within the same patient.
Wait, really? So the patient's unique biological signature influenced the pattern more than where the tumor was physically located?
Exactly. A lung metastasis looked more like a bone metastasis from the same patient than it did to someone else's lung metastasis.
But there's a but here, right?
Yes. Despite that global stability, finding two showed intra-individual heterogeneity. Five patients had entirely different tumor subtypes across their body.
Oh, wow. So like an AR-positive tumor in the liver, but a double negative tumor in a lymph node?
Precisely. And finding three pinpointed the epigenetic switches making that happen. They found over 20,000 regions where DNA methylation directly controlled gene expression.
Like the gene ASCL1, the neuroendocrine driver, right?
Right. It turns on when it loses methylation and gains those active loose spool histone marks.
And therapeutic targets like PSMA, which is FOLH1 and DLL3, are also regulated by these exact same padlocks.
Yeah. The tumor uses epigenetics to hide the very proteins our drugs target. That brings us to finding four, the double negative split.
Right. For tumors that lose AR but don't become neuroendocrine, what's driving them?
They found two distinct molecular pathways here. First, a high BMP4 signaling pathway.
And the second?
An immune high pathway, driven by genes like VAV1 and IL4R, showing, you know, high immune cell infiltration.
Here's where it gets really interesting. In the lab, they took DU145 double negative cancer cells.
Yeah, and they treated them with LDN-193-189.
Right, an inhibitor targeting that BMP4 pathway. And they saw a massive 68% decrease in cell viability.
It's a huge drop. The unspooled BMP4 pathway is clearly a critical vulnerability for that subtype.
So what does all this mean for the future of oncology? We're looking at liquid biopsies, right?
Exactly. Because those global epigenetic changes are relatively stable, doctors might soon monitor a patient's blood using cell-free DNA or cfDNA.
To see if a tumor's rewiring its targets like PSMA or B7H3 in real time.
Right, which dictates exactly when to switch to specific targeted therapies.
And for those double negative variants.
Well, high BMP4 tumors might respond to targeted inhibitors, while immune high tumors might be candidates for immunotherapy.
But you know, we always have to look at the limitations. The BMP4 survival data didn't quite reach statistical significance, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, due to a very small sample size. And future studies need to look at other histone marks too.
Like H3K4 and E1 to get the complete picture.
Right, we need the whole regulatory landscape.
Got it. So just to summarize everything, advanced prostate cancer evades treatment not just by mutating, but by using epigenetic padlocks and spools to entirely rewrite its cellular identity.
Exactly. And by mapping these changes, researchers have proven that distinct targetable tumor subtypes can coexist within the exact same patient.
Opening the door to highly personalized, dynamic treatment strategies. What does this mean for the future of personalized medicine, where treating cancer means tracking its evolving epigenetic disguises in real time?
It's a shift that could change everything about how we corner this disease.
This episode was based on an open access article under the CC BY 4.0 license. You can find a direct link to the paper and the license in our episode description. If you enjoyed this, follow or subscribe in your podcast app and leave a 5-star rating. If you'd like to support our work, use the donation link in the description. Now stay with us for an original track created especially for this episode and inspired by the article you've just heard about. Thanks for listening, and join us next time as we explore more science, base by base.
One patient, many shadows on the scan. Same name on the chart, different plans. Quiet switches in the methylation light. Lineage stories changing overnight. Marks on the genome drifting like smoke. A surface flag can vanish as a joke. If we don't look close, we miss the sign. Right target, wrong time. Same body, different codes. Different keys and different roads. Read the silence, read the glow. Find the door before it closes. Same body, different codes. But we learn where the signal goes. Map the marks, then choose the shot. Hit what's there, not what we thought. Across the spread, some patterns still align. But one sight whispers, I'm not your kind. AR goes dim, AS-L1 takes the stage. New mass turning with the page. Double negative split in two. One will be MP4 breaking through. One immune lit sharp and wide. We trace the links we can't deny. And when the pathway starts to show, we dial it down and test it out. Same body, different codes. Different storms and different notes. Read the silence, read the glow. Bring the therapy where it goes. Same body, different codes. Now the map is what we hold. Methyl marks and open grove. Maiden, say when to strike. So we can win.